The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Last night I had the strangest dream I'd never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war.
Pretty good dream, huh? Be nice if it would happen, right? We're a long ways from it, though. All of us have hopes and dreams, yes? Some are big, some are little. You know, like if you're dreaming for a white Christmas this year? I don't think so. You better go to Alaska, maybe. But not here this year. But then we have bigger dreams. We have dreams for our family, for our loved ones, great hopes for them, for a future filled with good life and good things. There are great dreams like Martin Luther King's wonderful speech, 1963, in front of the Lincoln Memorial, "I Have a Dream," of harmony and peace among all people of all races. Big dreams, wonderful dreams. Dreams help to carry us forward. Dreams help to give us life. Some dreams come true. Some dreams don't come true. Joseph had dreams. He had a dream for his life and a family. Mary as his spouse, a home in Nazareth, a carpenter shop, and probably many children. But as we heard in the gospel today, Joseph's dream is shattered when he discovers that Mary is pregnant and he's not the father. Think about that for a moment. The anguish, the pain, the sense of betrayal that he must have felt. You know, the gospel just kind of glazes over all that. But what an awful experience to go through, right? Anybody here want to go through that? No. And yet Joseph, because he was a righteous man, a man of kindness and goodness, instead of exposing her to the law, which would have punished her, makes a decision. But as he wrestles with that decision, Joseph has another dream. And this is God's dream for him. And it is bigger and greater and more amazing than anything he could have ever imagined. Joseph learns that Mary had not been unfaithful to him, that Mary had been faithful to God, that something truly extraordinary has happened. And even though Joseph doesn't understand it, who could understand it, right? Joseph takes it in, and he listens to the angel's message, and he takes it to heart. And then he opens up his heart and his home to Mary as his wife. I try to picture them holding each other during this time. And in their embrace, just so aware of God's amazing work in their life that was beyond anything they could have ever conceived. God's dream for them was greater than they could ever conceive. Well, what about us? Do we believe God has dreams for us? Yes or no? Yes. That's about a C minus yes.
No, I guess, oh yeah.
Do we believe God has dreams for us?
Yes. Whew.
I mean, it's almost Christmas, come on. Yes, God continually has dreams for us. What kind of dreams? Dreams for fullness of life. Dreams filled with hope and joy. God wants the best for you and me in our life. And even though God wants the best for us, it doesn't just happen. You see, we have to respond to God's dream, just as Joseph did, and make choices and decisions that help to bring us life. And believing in God's dream for us also means believing in that God loves us and cherishes us more than we can fully grasp. That God's love is beyond anything we can imagine. And when we can truly believe in that, then we can see our lives changing for the better, our relationships changing for the better, a greater openness to other people, recognizing our own goodness, seeing the abiding goodness in someone who's near us, being willing to break down walls of distance or silence, recognizing the smile of a child when we've done a good thing for them, being willing to go the extra mile for someone, even though they irritate us, building bridges in relationships with others, being willing to lend a helping hand. The possibilities are endless when you and I open our hearts to God's dream for us. So as Christmas comes close on this fourth Sunday of Advent, like Joseph, we're invited to hold fast to God's dream for us. Because with God, the deepest dreams of our hearts can be born anew.